Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Life. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and if you're anything like me, there are days when self-doubt creeps in like an amokum haskist. You know that feeling? Like a little voice whispers, you can't do this, or what if you fail? This insidious, right? But guess what? We're here to kick that voice to the curb and build some unshakable confidence. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. Deadlines loom, relationships get complex, and sometimes you just feel like you're wading through mud. That's when self-doubt can really rear its ugly head. But here's the thing. We have the power to change that narrative. We can choose to silence those negative thoughts and step into our own power. So, how do we do it? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind and help you build that rock-solid confidence you deserve. Firstly, recognize and challenge those self-doubting thoughts. Ever notice how negative thoughts have a nasty habit of popping up at the most inconvenient times? Like right before a big presentation or when you're trying to strike up a conversation with someone you find attractive. Those are classic examples of self-doubt in action. The key is to become aware of them, call them out for what they are, just thoughts, not facts, and replace them with positive affirmations. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a muscle. The more you use those positive thought patterns, the stronger they become. Secondly, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. What are you really good at? What makes you light up inside? Instead of dwelling on your perceived weaknesses, celebrate what you do well. Remind yourself of past accomplishments, big or small. Those wins count. They're proof that you've got the power to achieve amazing things. Thirdly, step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves. It's like that quote by Stephen King, "The scariest monsters are the ones we create in our own minds." Well, sometimes, facing those fears head-on is the best way to conquer them. Try something new, take a risk, say yes to an opportunity even if it feels a little scary. You might surprise yourself with what you're capable of. Fourthly, surround yourself with supportive people. We're social creatures, and our environment can have a huge impact on our confidence. Seek out people who believe in you, encourage your growth, and celebrate your successes. Avoid those negative Nellies who drain your energy and bring you down. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by a tribe of cheerleaders. And finally, practice self-compassion. Let's be real, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, it's okay to not be perfect. It's about learning, growing, and becoming the best version of yourself. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a networking event. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweating, and you feel that familiar self-doubt creeping in. What if nobody wants to talk to me? What if I say something stupid, sound familiar? Now, think about it from this perspective. You've got these incredible skills, experiences, and ideas to share with the world. But you're letting fear hold you back. That self-doubt whispering lies in your ear. So, instead of shrinking back, take a deep breath, smile, and walk towards someone who looks interesting. Remember the strengths we talked about. Unleash them. Strike up a conversation, share your passions, be authentically you. The worst that can happen is they're not interested. But the best that can happen? You make a valuable connection, learn something new, and build confidence for next time. So there you have it, 5 powerful ways to overcome self-doubt and build unshakable confidence. Remember, this isn't about becoming someone else. It's about embracing your authentic self, acknowledging your strengths, and stepping into your power. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of the biggest obstacles that hold you back? What strategies have you found helpful in building your confidence? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and encouragement together. And if this episode resonated with you, do me a favor, share it with someone who could use a little boost of confidence. We're all in this journey together, folks, so let's lift each other up. Don't forget to subscribe for more Stoic wisdom and practical tips for living your best life. Until next time, stay strong, stay confident, and keep rocking it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.